Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be with Andrew Mitry, leading OpenStack and public cloud at Walmart. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you, Allison.
Andrew, why don't you just tell me a little bit about your role at Walmart and what you're doing in terms of delivering cloud capability to the business?
I lead the technology strategy for the team that delivers what we call infrastructure as a service as part of our overall cloud platform for our internal users on both our e-commerce and our retail side. And that involves both our private cloud and how we leverage public cloud, with the goal of being able to deliver those services faster, allowing our business to deploy apps faster, and giving them the agility all the way up to the application layer.
Can you tell me a little bit about why cloud computing is such an important part of your strategy for delivering infrastructure as a service to your customers?
First is, as the business has a new idea, our application developers want to move faster and support that idea, and not having to wait around for infrastructure is a key piece of that. It lets them try out things quickly. It lets them iterate on things. Most importantly for Walmart, it lets them scale. So as we try out something small, supporting one store or a new project online or whatnot, you know, that might be a small amount of infrastructure. But when we get to Walmart scale, serving, you know, a large number of consumers, we have to scale that up quickly. The other thing, too, is I think bringing in the open source culture, so we leverage OpenStack heavily, and that's also permeated to other parts of the technology stack, also allowing us to have flexibility that we're not necessarily fully reliant on developing the code ourselves or on vendors, but being part of that larger ecosystem and bringing new things that we do to market.
I'm glad you brought up open source culture, because I heard about that at the OpenStack Summit. And tell me a little bit about what that means to Walmart and to you.
It's been a little bit of a culture change to Walmart, but it took what was already part of the internal culture and extending it outside the Walmart walls, where collaboration is key and realizing that we can go out and collaborate around areas that aren't necessarily competitive markets for Walmart and move faster and how we deliver cloud, how we deliver infrastructure. We open sourced our platform called OneUps last year. We are lead contributors on several different OpenStack projects. Open sourced Electrode, a Node.js platform. Our engineers, our developers want to share what they're doing with the outside world. They want to collaborate with others on these projects that are bigger than just Walmart, but also use those to extend them to be able to support Walmart's scale and size.
When you talk about Walmart scale, can you put that in perspective for our listeners?
To give you an idea, we support 11,600 stores. So when we talk about doing cloud, we also have infrastructure in stores. And how do we reinvent doing that all the way down to the store level, right? So imagine that many different endpoints to manage. We have 2.2 million employees, and they're all logging in and doing different things on our systems. We do take some of our systems from serving, you know, just a handful of stores to serving all 11,000 stores and the millions of customers we see a day. I think Walmart Pay, when we launched it, went from inception to fully live in all our stores in under 6 months. So that's how fast we kind of move in serving that level of infrastructure.
You've been working with OpenStack for a number of years. Can you tell me a little bit about the journey that your organization has taken with OpenStack and where you're at today?
We started working out with OpenStack in the early days, and a lot of the focus there was just on getting it, quote-unquote, enterprise ready, or the features that we needed there. And so we had invested a lot of resources as operators in OpenStack to get it there. We've now solved those day one problems in OpenStack, and we're running it well and we're running it at scale, and we're able to deploy it and upgrade it and maintain it. Now we're on to the next set of problems. How can we use it better? How can we make it work better for us? Better user interface. All those great conversations are starting to happen around OpenStack now.
What has that meant in terms of changes to the way your organization has provided service to the broader organization requiring infrastructure as a service? And what does it mean for how other organizations have interfaced with you?
So it's become part of a unifying effort across Walmart. Like, we've done this, okay, for our private cloud. We're doing it now for public cloud. I think it's starting to spawn new conversations about how do we do it, like I mentioned earlier, for our stores and our distribution centers. So basically, how do we bring that self-service elastic model almost everywhere that we operate? I think moving up the stack, we've had close partnerships with that OneOps team and them wanting to open source, hey, we run an open source infrastructure, can we also run an open source platform? And then on top of that, there are teams that write what we call packs for MySQL and for Cassandra and for a lot of other open source projects that do all the automation for deploying it and making it highly available and scalable and auto-scaling. And I think that culture has started to permeate all the way up the stack and saying, let's do this, let's do it open source, let's do it in the community, and how can we collaborate better around that?
When you look at the future and you talk about the challenges headed your way in terms of the next iteration of innovation, what are you thinking about?
Definitely a lot of the mindshare is going towards containers and how can we support containers at scale? How can we support containers not just in our private cloud and not just in our public cloud, but at the store and distribution center? How can we get the multi-tenancy, even the internal multi-tenancy and security around containers that we need, and workload isolation and better scheduling and efficiency? How also do we keep up with an infrastructure and platform that is evolving so fast, right? You know, where Kubernetes is today is very different than where it was a year ago and where it might be in a year. So we want to enable everybody to move fast, but at the same time, we have a large ship to run. How do we do that responsibly?
How does that change engagement with an individual store or your individual customers in terms of the online experience?
What comes to mind is speed. I know that Walmart rolled out Shipping Pass this year, and as we were starting to roll it out and it was getting uptake, we were getting a few calls saying, hey, actually, this is taking off. Can we scale up that infrastructure? And we were able to almost instantly scale that infrastructure up to be able to support that Shipping Pass launch. And that wasn't something that we had available before. We're starting to see that permeate in more features and the things that we're doing in the stores, whether it be like IoT or newer technology and robotics and whatnot. We can now leverage that and say, hey, you can go in, you can use the standard stack that we're providing all the way up the stack with these various open source services and get your feature out that in the end helps the customer out more.
I know that Walmart has made a fairly significant investment in spending time with the OpenStack Foundation and the OpenStack community. Is that part of the open source culture? Is there a particular reason why you guys have dedicated that time?
I think Walmart sees it as critical in investing in not just the OpenStack Foundation and the community, but in every project that we start to use. So I think OpenStack was an area that we chose to use for our infrastructure layer, and we realized that if we wanted it to be healthy, we should be involved as an operator. And I actually think that not just that we had to be, but that we wanted to be. Like, this is an area where we have opportunity to steer and to participate and to guide where it's going to better match with our vision. And I think that's a unique thing in open source projects that we don't necessarily have when using something proprietary. Yes, there might be customer advocacy panels in a vendor organization, but here in the open source, we have an issue, for example, like with how optimized we can use our infrastructure. We can go put a core developer on this project, get it developed, and get it upstream. You know, we want IPv6, we can go put a developer on it, participate in those communities, and get that feature upstream. So we realized that having that participation there allowed us to steer and guide the project, make sure that it was also aligning with where we thought OpenStack should be going. And I don't think it was necessarily a major investment, but it was enough to give us a voice in that community. And I think that is something that we're looking to emulate in other open source communities as we kind of iterate on the different parts of cloud and the cloud services we offer.
I know that we've probably perked up a lot of folks' interest in what Walmart is doing in this space. How can they connect with you to learn more?
Probably the easiest way would be to hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/amitry, A-M-I-T-R-Y.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Andrew. It's really inspirational to hear about how Walmart has embraced OpenStack from its early days and how you guys have leveraged a lot of organizational benefit from the open source culture and the deployments of OpenStack. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.